you want to know the difference between telling a story and seeing a story, find your way to Colorworks on River Street in Troy. There you will experience the immersive theater event, The Prohibition Project, Ilium Was. It's presented by Troy Foundry Theater and continues Thursday through Sunday. It will transport you back to the 1920s. On the ground level of this former industrial building, a group of extremely talented actors create a number of scenes, many happening simultaneously, showing the people who endured in a corrupt and unfeeling society. Through those highly stylized moments, you get a feel for a country that has lost its identity. You will meet the politician who promises to make the city great again, a corrupt police captain, a blues singer, an Irish immigrant who was prepared for the abuses of the IRA for the tough political life in Troy. There is a union leader, a young scrappy boxer, a rabbi, a mill worker, and of course a gangster, amongst others. You meet them individually and at times see them interact with each other, mostly in two-person scenes. You hear the anti-Semitic slurs, threats to immigrants, and the pleas for better working conditions and equality for all. And you understand that though set in the 1920s, the play is about today. This is not a linear theatrical experience. It's like attending an art exhibit. Andy Warhol comes to mind, as he was the artist who most raised the act of voyeurism to the level of art. In an art exhibit, and with Prohibition, you choose the piece or scene that interests you. When you finish, you observe and select another piece. You keep repeating the process until you have experienced the whole body of work. Each experience may expand the understanding of the other, or not. The goal is, eventually, you will have a sense for the whole. To the degree that this happens depends on the skill of the curator, who arranges the individual pieces. At Troy Foundry, that person is Brenna Geffers, a theatrical artist who has extraordinary vision and a gift for creativity. This event is a marvel of coordination, as her direction channels the chaotic nature of this type of simultaneous theater into a whole. Besides being gifted in stagecraft, Geffers is a nurturer of talent. Individually, each member of the cast is compelling, and when they work as a group, there is a coordinated sense of purpose that is dynamic. Bear in mind, in this immersive style presentation, the audience is often mere inches away from the face of the performer. The cast displays awesome focus and discipline. This is a fascinating form of theater that is marvelously executed. However, there are problems. The space is segmented, but open. Some scenes are more rambunctious than others, and the sound from one bleeds into the others, making it difficult to hear. You walk from space to space. There are no chairs as you stand on a cement floor to watch the various scenes. About halfway through the hour and 15-minute show, it's likely you may be looking to find a chair for some relief for your feet. But that halfway is more than a physically tiring benchmark. It's also about the time the mind starts to wander. Eventually, what was once a voyeuristic thrill, with the audience feeling invisible and ghost-like watching these people reveal their personal problems, things start to feel repetitious. Two, without a defined plot or a central character with whom you can relate, the stakes never become high and personal involvement is lessened. The experience is similar to how I feel after seeing a reenactment of a Revolutionary War or Civil War battle. I find myself transported to the era and am impressed with the dedication and ability of the reenactors. Two, I understand that even after those terrible battles, the tragedy of war continues to this day. However, I always feel distant by the battlefield death and am rarely touched by the experience on an emotional level. That is essentially how I felt leaving the Prohibition Project. The experience is a case of style winning over substance. But fortunately, the style is brilliant. The Prohibition Project, Ilium Was, by Troy Foundry, continues at Colorworks, 621 River Street, Troy. Performances are run Thursday through Sunday, March 14th through 17th. For ticket information, go to TroyFoundryTheater.com. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.